Hello, it's the 9th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A student at Castle Newnham School has vowed to finish a 100-kilometre rowing journey in 24 hours. Darcy Murphy, 13, hopes to complete the Centurion Challenge on the 12th of September at Star Club. The junior squad rower and youngest member of the club is looking to raise £5,000. It's hoped those funds will pay for a community coach to run a dry start programme from the club in partnership with Goldington and Lincroft Academies to encourage young people to take up rowing. Darcy will begin her journey on Saturday the 11th of September at noon. On Sunday the 10th of October, the Sue Ryder St John's Hospice in Moggahanger is encouraging people to join their 5K Bedford Walk to Remember event. Funds will be raised to help the hospice continue its important work and will double up as a celebration of the lives of loved ones who have died. A man hit by a train yesterday at Luton Station was later pronounced dead at the scene by paramedics. The accident occurred just after 8 a.m, halting train services between Bedford and St Albans. British Transport Police are not treating the incident as suspicious. EMR and Thameslink services were disrupted until 11 a.m. Jessica Shannon, at her birth, was almost 3 months premature. She suffered from health complications and weighed only 760 grams. The Bedford resident is now 3 years old and healthy, and she readies herself to start nursery. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.